Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, I thought it would be kind of fun to create a resource for working with crystals and numerology. So for those of you who like to work with crystals and gemstones, I wanted to, again, create a quick resource so you could get the most out of each numerical cycle and the most out of your crystals and gems. So these are what I believe to be the best crystals and gems to use for each life path as well as each numerical cycle. Remember that we go through each number 1 through 9 at some point in our journey and usually quite frequently throughout our journey. So all of these are going to be relevant for everyone based on the cycle that you're moving through. And of course, we can use this for the life path as well. So I wanted you to be able to really harness the energy and work with it. However, as always, use your own discernment. If a crystal is calling to you, but it's not on this list, you know, for your life path or for the cycle that you're moving through, go with your own personal guidance, always. This is just a fun way to sort of play with the energies of numerology and crystals and make the energy work for you. I suggest listening to your life path number, of course, but also for your personal year cycle or any prominent placement or cycles within your chart. Of course, if you don't know what your placements are in your chart, you can always book a reading with me. You can find my information in the description box below. I would love to complete a reading for you and pull all of your numbers. So take a look at your cycles in your chart that you wish to sort of enhance and work with that energy. Also, the timestamps are going to be in the description box below, and I've included the names of the crystals there as well for each number 1 through 9. So you can look at that or refer back to it if you need a refresher and don't want to listen to the recording again. For master numbers, of course, listen to your core life path number or cycle, right? So 2, 4, 6. But I would also recommend for you all to also listen to the number that's associated with your master number. So for 11s, that would be 1. For 22s, that would be 2. And 33s, that would be 3. So essentially, if you're listening for your life path number and you are a master number, you would be listening to your 2, 4, or 6 life path number and your associated number 2, 3, and 1, or 1, 2, and 3. So I hope that makes sense. If you have questions, drop it in the description or in the comment section and I'll be happy to answer, but I think it's pretty self-explanatory. So let's get into it and take a look. Life path 1, or if you're moving through a cycle 1, then sunstone, tiger's eye, and blue calcite are going to be the stones for you. So let's look at sunstone first. Sunstone clears and energizes all of the chakras. So this is a great energy for getting in balance. Can also be associated with the base and the sacral chakras. So great for creation, creativity, really being assertive, stepping into your leadership qualities, right? That's so associated with one energy. The sunstone energy or crystal is also associated with creation, right? Vitality, overcoming self-doubt and fear. And it can also help to increase confidence. So this is something that when you're moving through a one cycle or if you're a life path one, this is something that you can grapple with quite a bit, is finding that confidence, overcoming fear and doubt. And so really this sunstone crystal helps to step into your sense of empowerment. It can also bring about a sense of jovialness and joy, right? It's associated with the sun and vitality. Also, you can harness the energy of the sun with this crystal and really step into those one energies of creative life force energy. So I would say sunstone is a big one for a life path one, as well as moving through a one cycle. The other one would be tiger's eye. So with tiger's eye, this is known as the stone of courage. It's good for sort of giving or helping you to find and grow your confidence and your strength to persevere. Because a lot of times with one energy, it can be very sort of impulsive, or we can feel impulsive when we're moving through a one cycle. So this tiger's eye crystal can help to give us that strength and that confidence to continue to persevere, to continue to move forward. It can help to get you grounded and to sort of build your empire, or at least a very safe and solid foundation. So it's very foundational. It can also help to stay motivated and ward off negative energy. The other thing I will say that's beautiful about tiger's eye and one energy is the one, again, can be sort of impulsive and risk-taking. And so the tiger's eye helps to kind of ground the one energy so that while you're taking a risk, you still feel solid, right? Safe and secure. So it can help to encourage you to take those risks while also keeping your feet on the ground, so to speak. but it can definitely help to help you to stay motivated and, again, ward off that negative energy or those negative thoughts that might come in. Gives you that self-confidence. It can also help to remind you of how powerful and capable you are. And that's one thing that the one is always trying to do for us, is help us to remember how our vision, our ingenuity, can help us to move mountains. The next one would be blue calcite for ones and one cycles. This can help with emotional healing and can promote feelings of relaxation, tranquility, and peacefulness. So this is kind of an opposite energy of the one. The one energy, again, is a very ambitious, self-driven type of energy. So this blue calcite brings in the softer side to help us to sort of sink into that peacefulness, that tranquility, and that relaxation when it's needed. So this stone can help you to stop pushing forward when you've done as much as you can do. So it sort of brings in this nice balance of feminine energy to that very masculine energy of the one. So again, this allows you to keep the fires burning without being highly combustible and running out of energy before you make it to the finish line, so to speak. The one is a very, again, impulsive, ambitious, anxious, action-oriented and driven type of energy. So this stone helps to set the pace and allow for that rest and recuperation so that you don't burn out. For life path two, or someone moving through a two cycle, we've got morganite, jasper, and smoky quartz. So let's take a look at morganite. So morganite will bring balance and clarity. So it's connected to the heart center and the heart chakra. So it can bring about healing, compassion, and promise or hope for the future moving forward. It can open us up to greater unconditional love while managing the ego in a healthy way. And so a big part of the two's journey or a two cycle can be sort of understanding and working with our emotions, our sensitivity, and moving beyond ego, right? Not killing the ego, but putting the ego where it belongs, in the passenger seat while the soul drives. So morganite can help us to sort of move through those emotions, that sensitivity, move through the ego in a healthy way. And it can bring about that balance, right? Bring balance back into our lives and to help us to move from that heart center, right? To become the observer and the mediator within life and within our connections. This crystal can help us to bring back divine love, or come back to divine love, and it can help to heal the heart, allowing for that greater flow of love. This is a great crystal for any relationship or relating to others in some way, and so that's really beautiful for that two energy. The other one, or the next one, is jasper. Jasper promotes this sense of balance as well, but also this sense of overall well-being. So it's known as sort of the supreme nurturer, in the crystal world. And so again, it can help to promote self-confidence, honesty, optimism, and it can help to calm and balance emotions while aiding in decisiveness. And that's something that, you know, when we move through a two cycle, or if you are a life path two, this is a lifetime of needing to learn how to make decisions and stand by those decisions and be decisive. And a lot of times when we're going through a two cycle, we will find ourselves at some kind of a crossroads or impasse, and we need to make some kind of a decision and take action in some way. And Jasper can help us to move through the emotions of that and aid us in that decisiveness. So it brings about sort of this greater sense of self-awareness and stability and strength. Now with smoky quartz, this can help us to overcome fears, and it can help with stabilizing and working again with emotions. The two energy is a very sensitive and emotional number, right? And so a big part of the two's journey, or when we're moving through a two cycle, it can be about stabilizing and managing our emotions to feel them, move through them, work with them, and then transmute them into something positive or productive, right? Instead of destructive. So this can really, the smoky quartz can help us to do that, right? To work with and stabilize our emotions in a healthy way. It can also facilitate positive and practical thinking with clear insights to assist us with decision-making and discernment. Again, this is a big part of that two cycle. Can also help to calm anxiety. A lot of times twos, or when we move through a two cycle, it can bring up a lot of anxiety because of those, you know, constant decisions that need to be made, or relationships and the, you know, everything that kind of goes into relating to other humans, right? And so smoky quartz can really help us in calming that anxiety and allowing us to get a clearer picture of what's actually going on beyond the emotions. This is also a great stone for grounding while also playing with in sort of the ethereal realms. So really harnessing one's sensitivity without getting overwhelmed by it. Life path three, or a three cycle, we've got Amazonite, turquoise, and yellow jade. So let's look at Amazonite first. So this crystal will help to inspire hope and playfulness and carefree sort of attitudes, right? And so that is such a big part of the three's journey, is to continue to tap into that childlike wonder and that essence and continue to find joy, you know, even in the mundane. So when we're moving through a three cycle, it can be about finding our joy and getting serious about finding our joy, even amidst the chaos or the turbulence. So Amazonite is known as the happiness crystal. So it can help us to access our inner truth, our inner child, and our personal power, and let it shine, especially during a three cycle. A lot of times with three energy, we end up sort of recognizing where it is that we minimize ourselves or try to make ourselves smaller because we feel misunderstood, or we feel that people, you know, don't know how to handle that bigger energy. But this stone can help us to shine that sort of inner truth, right? That bigger side of ourselves that's just wanting to come out and play. This crystal can help us to step into our authenticity, empowering us to live life to the fullest. And it can also aid in improving our communication skills. Three energy is all about communication. The written, the spoken word, communicating with others, and understanding, creating a greater understanding, right, when it comes to our communication with others and of others. While also releasing limiting beliefs and emotional blocks. This is a big energy for that, right? And the three is also helping us to do that. It also, this Amazonite also helps us to tune into our intuition and to be guided to make healthy decisions from our own inner knowing. Now with turquoise, this is a beautiful stone for protection, healing, success, as well as promoting positive energy to assist with, guess what? Communication. This again is a big energy of the three, communication. It also, turquoise energy can also enhance creativity, which is also a big energy of the three. Creativity and creation and moving that life force energy through you. The turquoise crystal can bring about balance and spiritual grounding. So it's taking those big, beautiful, creative ideas and inspirations from the sky, so to speak, or the ether, and grounding them through creativity. This stone, the turquoise, also helps to open up the throat chakra to speak one's truth, to communicate, and to express oneself honestly and in an empowered way. And then also we have yellow jade for the three energy. This is a stone of beautiful wisdom, of helping us to find our self-confidence and learning from experiences. It also encourages that warmth and that joy. This is associated a lot of times with the sun. It works beautifully with the solar plexus and vitality and encouraging us to take advantage of the delights and the pleasures in life, which is very much three energy. Life path four, or someone moving through a four cycle, we've got emerald, pearl, and agate. So emerald, I would say out of all of these, emerald is probably the one that I would say is the most powerful for a four cycle or someone in a life path four, because it really covers so many aspects of the four energy. So emerald, of course, is typically a vibrant green. And the heart chakra, which is the fourth chakra, is typically associated with the color green. And so the emerald can promote or bring about or encourage divine love, intuition, and psychic connection, which is very much, you know, a lot of times we overlook this with four energy because the four is often seen as very practical and systematic and pragmatic, right? But there's another side to the four that is always overlooked, and that is the very intuitive, psychic, emotional, very heart-centered and heart-led energy. And this emerald helps to bring that out and to really help the four to work with that energy and that other side of itself, especially if you're moving through a four cycle. This can really bring in that very feminine energy, very heart-led energy. So it's incredibly important and beautiful when working with the four energy. Can also bring about prosperity, wisdom, abundance, and loving relationships and collaborations. And that's something with the four energy that can be challenging at times, because a lot of times when we're moving through a four cycle, or if we're a life path four, we tend to be very solution focused. And a lot of times that solution is self-driven. And so we are meant to collaborate with others and work with others, but that can become very challenging at times. So the emerald can help us to find ways to do that that works for everyone involved and that feels good. Also with emerald, there's this energy of balance, balancing the head with the heart. And I would say that that is the epitome of four energy and a four journey, is to balance the head with the heart, and to use all sides of oneself to accomplish whatever it is that we're looking to accomplish in this journey, right? Or through this cycle. Also, it's interesting because the emerald brings about patience, or promotes patience. And that's such a big journey for the four, is to find patience, to know that, you know, what you're working towards will eventually produce, but it's going to take time. So you have to have patience and understanding. Also, emotional balance. This the energy of the emerald sort of opens the heart chakra and calms the emotions, but it allows us to work more deeply with the emotions, which is a really big sort of critical point for the four, or when we're moving through a four cycle. When we move through a four cycle, this is the core of us. This is foundational. We have to come back to self to really move through those deeper emotions, anything that's blocking us, anything that's creating fault lines within our foundation. So the emerald can really help us to do that in a way that, you know, still feels solution focused and, you know, feels good for the four. Now, pearl energy, this is all about perseverance. This is about truth, bringing truth to situations, right? It can also indicate like loyalty. It enhances integrity and it helps us to focus our attention on whatever it is that we are meant to be building or moving towards, right? Can also instill confidence, this feeling of knowing that we can accomplish whatever it is we are setting our heart into and our mind into. Can also promote inner wisdom. There's a lot of inner wisdom in a four energy, and the pearl can help to bring that wisdom to the surface. It also can help to promote inner peace and spiritual growth. There's a lot of like overcoming challenges and turning something that's not so beautiful into something beautiful with the four energy. And that all takes time, just like with the pearl. The pearl energy also symbolizes wisdom gained through experiences, reminding us to keep going and to not give up too soon. And if you can think about the actual pearl and the process that that pearl goes through to become a pearl, it's, you know, is it the oyster or the clam? I can't remember, but it's that, you know, that shelled creature. Let's just say it's the oyster. That gets the sediment, right? Or the dirt and the sediment, right? In its sort of mouth cavity. And that irritation creates, pushes the, let's say clam, to continue to sort of roll that sediment and to soften it, to smooth it out. And that takes time, but eventually that sediment through that process of, the oyster moving through that irritation creates the pearl, right? Creates the beauty. So the beauty is created from the sediment. And so really the pearl signifies so much of the four journey, or again, a four cycle, where it's going to take patience and persistence to find the solution, but then work towards the solution. And knowing that there's no instant gratification, but it will be worth the effort put forth. So the pearl is really significant in a four's journey. Then we have a gate energy. Now with a gate, this enhances that mental function that improves concentration, enhances perception, and the analytical abilities that fours are often known for. But a lot of times when we're moving through a four cycle or if we're a life path four, we don't always just naturally fall into that side of ourselves. Sometimes we can be more in the sensitive side of ourselves. And so a gate helps us to, you know, stop procrastinating and become more systematic or organized. And again, this can be for you if you're moving through a four cycle and how to best enhance and use that energy for your advantage. So if you're somebody who often procrastinates, when you move through a four cycle, you can work with a gate crystal and sort of enhance that perception and those analytical abilities and become more, you know, concentrated and more focused. It also helps to instill a sense of security and safety, right? Again, four energy is very foundational, and the gate helps to sort of bring that out. Can give us the courage to start over and to help to improve connectivity and collaboration with others. That's one thing with the four energy is it can be difficult to start over, right? There's this steadfastness or this deep in sort of innate loyalty associated with four energy. And so it can be difficult to, it's more fixed energy, right? It can be difficult to start over. So a gate energy can help the four or somebody moving through a four cycle to start over and to, improve that connectivity and the collaboration with others to help us to feel supported as well as ask for the support when needed. And that's something also fours can struggle with. And just if you're moving through a four cycle, this can help us to tap into where it is that we have limitations and where it is that we can ask for help with those limitations by working with this agate crystal. It's also known as the stone of plentitude. So bringing that eventual abundance and fullness into one's life. So again, anytime we start something or move through a four cycle, there's not a lot of instant gratification. It's a building cycle. It's meant to test us and challenge us and help us to build a very strong foundation so that a gate energy can also help us to do that. Okay, up next we have Life Path 5, or someone moving through a 5 cycle. We've got Moonstone, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, Labradorite, and Unikite. Let's look at Moonstone first. So Moonstone can bring about sort of inner clarity while helping us to move through cyclical change and transformation, which 5 energy is all about change and transformation and progression, right? Evolution. And evolution can't occur without some kind of change or shift or transformation. And so Moonstone can help us to move through those cyclical changes. It's a symbol of light and hope, and it helps us to sort of embrace those new beginnings, even when it's challenging. So again, if you are a Life Path 5, this is a lifetime of constant change and evolution, and finding your footing, amidst that change. And so Moonstone can actually help you to find that footing and sort of go with the flow and be adaptable, while also seeing what the change is bringing forward for you. And because, change can be challenging. So the Moonstone sort of helps to calm that anxiety that we can often as humans feel when it has to do with change. So again, if you're moving through a 5 cycle, like a 5 personal year, Moonstone is a great energy to work with. Moonstone also promotes that inner strength and that growth. And it can help to soothe any emotional sort of instability and stress that we might feel. And it can also help us or teach us sort of the natural rhythms of life and how to adapt to that and sort of go with the flow with those natural rhythms. It also helps us to open the heart center and find empathy and the acceptance of love. And that's something where if you're a 5 life path, it can be hard. There is a strong independence with 5 energy. And so it can sometimes be hard for 5s to settle down and accept love, right? And accept that partnership. They really need to be in a partnership that allows them to, harness their uniqueness and feel that independence while also being interdependent. And so Moonstone can help us to do that. And also if you're moving through a 5 cycle, this can be an energy that helps to, again, open that heart center to empathy and acceptance of love for self and for others. Now, Labradorite, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but Labradorite helps to regain energy while healing the body and the spirit. So it can bring balance to the aura, which is incredibly beautiful, especially when there's a lot of change kind of happening. It kind of helps to stabilize us. It can raise our consciousness and ground our spiritual energy. And that's something with 5 energy, it's very fast moving. And so anything that we can do to help to sort of feel a little bit more grounded and sort of grounding that spiritual energy can really help when we're moving through a 5 cycle. The Labradorite can also enhance intuition and psychic abilities, opening the channel for those more progressive, more evolved ideas and inspirations to come through. And that's one thing that's really beautiful about 5 energy. It's a very sort of unmeasured genius, right? It's a progressive way of seeing the world. It's very unconventional and often does things very differently. And so anytime we can allow, those more unconventional, sort of unimaginable ideas to come through and not sort of shut them down too quickly is a good thing, right? And when we move through a 5 cycle, we can see those more sort of progressive evolutionary ideas come through, and the Labradorite can help us to sort of ground those ideas or at least entertain them. This stone is also known as the stone of transformation, so it fits very beautifully with the 5 energy. And again, it can help to sort of help us to find our path in life through that transformation, helping to bring one's own sort of innate magical powers to the surface and helping us to understand what to do with them. So it can help us to view ourselves in the right light that allows us to shine, even if it's different and misunderstood. And that's something that is very 5 energy, to have those bigger unconventional ideas that are often very much misunderstood. So this Labradorite helps us to really honor those energies, right, and work with them. Then we have Unikite. So Unikite is a stone for grounding the self while bringing the emotions and spirituality together. So this promotes living life to the fullest and living in the now. And I will say that is absolutely a five energy. So anytime we move through a five cycle, it's pushing us to live life to the fullest, to live in the now, to experience life with all of our senses. And so Unakite can help us to do that, because sometimes we're sort of stuck in a routine, or we feel like we have to be, you know, the life has to be so serious. The five and Unakite can really help us to sort of release our inhibitions and really enjoy life, which is what we're truly meant to do, find our joy even through the chaos. So again, it promotes this living life to the fullest and living in the now while providing sort of that grounding effect when needed. It's also a stone of vision and evolution, which is very five energy. So this is a stone of practicality and patience that helps us to also celebrate new beginnings. So any of these stones, all of these stones, beautiful for life path fives, or if you're moving through a five cycle, for sure. Life path six, or someone moving through a six cycle, we've got rose quartz, lapis lazuli, and rhodonite. So let's look at rose quartz. This, I would say, is the epitome of the crystal to work with when it comes to six energy, because six energy is the vibration of love. So, and rose quartz is very much associated with that vibration. So when we work with rose quartz, it can restore trust and harmony within relationships. It also encourages unconditional love for self and for others. It can purify and open the heart and all of the levels of body, mind, spirit to promote that love. And again, self-love, friendship, deeper sort of relationships with others that stem from that space of unconditional love. Can also promote inner healing and feelings of peace, working through emotions, working through any negativity and sort of warding off any negativity, and helping us to see with a greater perspective and understanding where it is that we're already moving from the space of unconditional love and where it is that we're not, and where it is that we need to work towards or move towards that vibration or that frequency. It also promotes compassion for self and others, trust in self and others, self-care, and comfort. It can really be this very comforting energy. So if you're a six who by nature is very nurturing, right? Or if you're going through a six cycle where it seems that a lot of others need your nurturing and support at that time, it can really help to bring that comfort and that nurturing home to self so that you feel more comfortable asking for help and assistance where needed. So again, self-care is very promoted under this rose quartz energy. But absolutely, with six being the cycle and the vibration of and frequency of unconditional love, surrounding yourself and bathing in rose quartz energy will help to really sort of magnetize or magnify that energy and accentuate it to the nth degree. So incredibly beautiful energy to work with in a six cycle or as a life path six. The next one is lapis lazuli. And so this is going to promote inner strength and courage. And really this is, I think, for, you know, to help with, again, setting those healthy standards, holding those healthy standards, being able to communicate your needs, being able to say no, and being able to do that in a way that is not from a space of resentment, right? But from coming from your inner power and your inner strength. So not overburdening yourself. Lapis lazuli also promotes wisdom, like bringing about our inner wisdom or helping us to extract the wisdom from an experience. Can also help us to sort of hone into our own intellect and our own higher thought process or our own higher ways of thinking. Can also help us to speak our truth and live out our truth. A lot of times with six energy or when we're in a six cycle, it will bring truth to the surface, right? It will force us to be very honest with ourselves and with others. And that's part of the journey or the cycle of the six. It's always pushing us to get to that vibration of love truth and honesty. And the lapis lazuli can help to do that as well. Also, it promotes inner peace and greater self-awareness to promote that honesty with self and others. So if you have a hard time, even as a life path six or moving through a six cycle, if you have a hard time being very honest with yourself about what you need, how you feel, et cetera, and being very honest with others for fear of creating conflict or, you know, et cetera, this is a great stone to work with. It can help you to really be very honest with yourself and others. It can also bring harmony to friendships and relationships by promoting that truth and honesty and communication with others. So it can be incredibly beautiful for that as well. Not only for promoting our own truth, honesty, and communication, but honoring the same within others, right? Having space for other people's truth and honesty and not sort of retaliating or taking it personal, so to speak. It can help us to really stand in our truth in a beautiful way. And not only standing in our truth, but speaking our truth. So lapis lazuli is a great way for really harnessing our inner strength when we're moving through a six cycle or if you're a life path six. Then we have rhodonite, and this is helping to relax and revitalize. It sort of softens our needs and reminds us that leisure is important, right? So there's one thing with the six energy, or when we move through a six cycle, we can feel like we're being pulled in a million different directions. We can feel like we are in service to others. We can feel like we are constantly showing up for others or filling other people's cups. And we can burn out very, very quickly, or we can feel overburdened, or we can feel like, you know, we're at the end of our tether. This rhodonite really helps us to remember that we are entitled to relax and rejuvenate and revitalize. And it sort of, again, softens that need to keep going, right? It, like, lets us remember that it's okay for self-care, and reminds us that having fun and leisure and doing things that fill our own cup up are super important. It also reminds us to nurture ourselves, right? Six energy is the nurturing caregiver type of energy. So it's usually giving that nurturing outwards. And this energy, the rhodonite, helps us remember that we need to nurture ourselves first and foremost before we can nurture others. So it gives us that reminder. It also asks us to ask for help when needed. And it can bring that sort of sense of calm and gentle clarity. So it can calm the nervous system and help us to release any unnecessary sort of self-prescribed pressure that we sort of take on for ourselves, right? And carrying what's, you know, not ours, to find a way to release that. So it helps us to not overburden or overcommit, but to also have those healthy standards in a very sort of nurturing way. It's a very nurturing stone for self, right? So if you need that, if you need to fill up your own cup and you're in a six cycle or you're a life path six, rhodonite is a great stone for that. Life path seven, or someone moving through a seven cycle, we've got amethyst, onyx, and azurite. So let's look at amethyst. I would say amethyst is probably the go-to crystal for life path sevens and someone moving through a seven cycle. But the other ones are just as important. But amethyst is a big one. So with amethyst, it helps to calm the mind and relieve stress and anxiety, right? And so when we have seven energy, this is a very sort of mental energy. It's very in the mind. And so when we move through a seven cycle, it can bring us back to ourselves. And that can create sort of overanalyzing, sort of, thoughts running wild. It really brings us back into the body, but that can create stress and anxiety and overthinking, right? And so amethyst actually really helps to calm the mind and relieve that stress and anxiety. It can help to balance moods and emotions to bring clarity after sort of calming that charge of emotions. That's the other thing, right? With seven energy, it's very, or a big piece of that is very in the body. So when we're very in the body and having this very human experience, that comes with emotions. And so a lot of times part of the seven's journey, as well as the seven cycle, is to really work with our emotions, to harness those emotions, that charge of electricity, and to channel it in a way that's healthy and creative, or can do more good than harm. And so amethyst can help us to really harness those emotions, that calm that charge, so to speak, and it promotes balance, body, mind, and spirit. And it can help with sort of surrendering what it is that we can't control, while gaining clarity on and to take healthy action on what we can control and where it is that we can put effort forth and manifest whatever it is we're trying to manifest. Amethyst also activates spiritual awareness, and that's a big thing with seven energy as well. It's very in the mind, in the body, but there's also a side of the seven that is very spiritual. It's the seer, it's the mystic, right? It's very spiritually connected. So when we move through a seven cycle, it's not uncommon to have very spiritual, very like mystical experiences that can kind of throw us for a loop a little bit. But amethyst can activate that spiritual awareness. It can open the intuition, and it enhances those psychic abilities and attributes. So it can help us to understand sort of what's coming through, whether it's in our dreams or, you know, synchronicities or experiences that seem very mystical and unseen and unexplainable, so to speak. And so it can help us to sort of bridge the body and the soul, right? The heart and the mind even, but really the body and the soul. This very human experience, this very physical human experience, with a very ethereal, mystical side of the soul. And amethyst helps us to sort of merge the two or bridge the two, which really, when we're in a seven cycle, that's what we're being asked to do, is to honor all sides of ourselves, not just this very logical, knowledgeable, practical side of ourselves. This is the truth seeker. The amethyst can also help us to remember our dreams. When we're in a seven cycle, it's not uncommon to have very vivid dreams, lucid dreaming, prophetic dreaming, profound dreams, you name it. A lot of times when people move through a seven cycle, you'll hear them say that their dreams got really, really wild and vivid and prophetic, right? And someone who is a life path seven, it's not uncommon for them to receive a lot of their messages or their inspirations through their dreams. So the amethyst can actually help to remember those dreams and to understand them a little bit more deeply, as well as the amethyst can help us to become more mentally focused, right? Sort of enhancing memory and improving motivation. So again, when we're in a seven cycle, it can feel like we've become more analytical. We're like overthinking, or things become convoluted because sort of the monkey mind takes over. And amethyst can actually help to weed through those thoughts and those thought patterns, and that sort of, yeah, the anxiety that is created from overthinking and overanalyzing. It helps us to weed out what we don't need and hold on to what we do, so that we can, again, have enhanced memory and improved motivation, which is fantastic when you're moving through this cycle. Also, the amethyst can promote that inner peace and healing and happiness. So that's another thing with a seven cycle or life path seven. Again, there's so much that's going on internally with a seven. Whether we're moving through that cycle or you're a life path seven, there's a lot that's going through inside, right? Like body, mind, spirit. And so this is a lifetime for greater self-discovery, for figuring it out, for really harmonizing those energies that are moving through you. And so amethyst can promote that inner peace, that tranquility, that healing, and ultimately that happiness. So it's a big, big energy for a great crystal to work for a seven cycle or a life path seven. Next, we have onyx, and this can be a very grounding stone to sort of help balance, again, emotions, guard against negativity, and foster that personal growth and evolution. A lot of times when we move through a seven cycle, we can move through a lot of negativity that's holding us back. And again, that kind of stems from that sort of mental chatter that sort of takes over a lot of times. And so this can be a great, onyx can be a great tool for, again, grounding and guarding against that negativity. It's sort of a protective stone. It can also, again, foster that personal growth and evolution. So It can also help us to trust ourselves and trust others while reminding us of our own inner strength and power. And that's a big thing with seven energy as well. If you're a life path seven, this is a lifetime of trust. Learning to trust yourself, trust the universe, and trust others. So this onyx can actually help you to find that inner strength to trust. A lot of times sevens, even when we're moving through a seven cycle, we can move through things and experiences that really test our trust, right? Or take that trust away. And how do we rebuild from that? And onyx can really help us to do that. And the seven cycle is also helping us to do that. But onyx sort of accentuates that. Onyx can also help to heal any emotional wounds and move through any irrational fears holding us back. And a lot of times in a seven cycle, we'll be faced with those irrational fears that are holding us back. And onyx can help us to move through that. Onyx definitely has many benefits for body, mind, spirit. So it's perfect for working with a seven energy. Then we have Azurite, and Azurite brings out that sort of the natural gifts that we have, and it amplifies any hidden intuitive skills. So it's great for, again, dream work, enhancing spiritual and psychic connectivity, because ultimately, whether you're a life path seven or you're moving through a seven cycle, you're meant to, during that period, be the bridge between the ethereal and the physical, your physical human experience and your soul spiritual experience, and bridge the two to bring the inspirations, the ideas, the gifts down into this physical plane and create something tangible with it. So working with Azurite, it's a very spiritually sort of charged crystal, right? So it can bring out those hidden intuitive skills. So again, great for dream work, great for enhancing spiritual and psychic connectivity. It can also help us to find and maintain our own personal enlightenment, if I can speak, in this lifetime. So again, bridging the body and the mind with the spirit and the soul, and sort of increasing our connectivity to the divine, which we are, of course, already a part of. We just need to sort of wake up to and remember that. And Azurite can help us to do that. So great stone for moving through a seven cycle, or if you're a life path seven. A life path eight, or someone moving through an eight cycle. We've got citrine, carnelian, and sodalite. So citrine, this is such a great crystal to work with eights. Or moving through an eight cycle. So it increases mental clarity. It can boost your ability to manifest your dreams and your desires. It kind of pushes you into action to do that. Also, it's a great self-confidence booster. And that's something that life path eights, as well as if we're moving through an eight cycle, we can really struggle with, is that self-confidence. So citrine can really bring that out. Also, citrine brings about abundance. Oftentimes, it will push us to work for that abundance, right? And so, or to manifest that abundance, but it helps us to recognize and appreciate that abundance when it does arrive. It also can activate our intuition. There's a very strong spiritual component with the eight cycle and with life path eight. And so citrine actually opens those channels to help us to follow our intuition and our inner guidance. Also, citrine can help support stamina and energy, right? It can give us energy to continue to keep moving towards that bigger vision. It's known as the merchant stone, which carries the power of the sun, bringing energy, vitality, creativity, and clarity. Also, it can help to sort of attract wealth, prosperity, and success. And, you know, those are themes that are associated with eight cycles, and the life path eight are wealth, prosperity, and success. And with those eight cycles, as well as the eight life path, it's what we do with that wealth, creativity, and success, or prosperity and success, that really makes the difference. Also, citrine can promote healthy relationships, and how to connect with others and lead alongside of others in a really healthy way. It can also connect us with our higher self by opening and activating the crown chakra to clear the channel between the physical and the spiritual sides of ourselves. So a very important stone to work with in an eight cycle or as a life path eight. Carnelian. So carnelian enhances self-esteem, self-confidence, and creativity. So very similar to citrine, but just a different energy field. But it does sort of focus on that self-esteem and helping us to overcome the highs and the lows and the peaks and the valleys of an eight cycle, right? Or if you're a life path eight, that's part of the journey, right? To take those risks and then learn from them and not let them hold you back if they don't turn out the way that you had hoped they did. Carnelian can also help to combat feelings of inadequacy, self-doubt, and it can increase motivation and focus. I want to go back to the feelings of inadequacy because something that a lot of eights really struggle with in this lifetime is like imposter syndrome, right? Or feeling like they are unworthy of the success that they ultimately attract to themselves. And that can be a lifelong struggle, or part of the lifelong journey of the eight. So working with carnelian sort of really brings out or helps us to work with and combat those feelings of inadequacy or any self-doubt that sort of creeps in that keeps us from manifesting and working towards those higher visions and those higher goals. And again, it can also increase motivation and focus. So if you're an eight, life path eight, or if you're moving through an eight cycle and you're finding that you are procrastinating or just can't seem to focus on what it is that, or get that clarity that you've been looking for, this is such a great stone to work with for that. It can also bring about this grounding energy that really helps us, again, get focused and solid in whatever it is that we're trying to achieve. So it kind of brings in this zest for life to create that stability in life that we're looking for. With sodalite promotes integrity. And this is such a big one for eights, life path eight and moving through an eight cycle. Like I said, with the eight energy, it's about wealth, prosperity, success, the business-minded leader, right? But there has to be a level of integrity behind all of that for the eight or for ourselves when we move through an eight cycle. So working with sodalite can really promote that integrity and honesty and truth and clarity. So this is such a great crystal to work for if you are in an eight cycle or if you are a life path eight for sure, because it keeps bringing you back to your why and make sure that there's integrity behind that why. So absolutely great stone for that. It does connect us with our throat chakra, the center of truth and expression. So again, integrity is sort of amplified with sodalite, as well as intuition, inspiration, and higher consciousness, and moving from that space, right? So when we're moving from the space of our higher consciousness, then whatever we do on this physical plane is going to have integrity when we're connected to that. So it does sort of, again, promote that enhanced self-honesty, accountability, and greater perception overall. So great, great stone for eights and eight cycles. Life path nine, or someone moving through a nine cycle. We've got clear quartz, selenite, and celestite. So let's look at clear quartz. So clear quartz is going to balance and revitalize the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual planes. It's considered a master healing stone. So it can open up blocked energy pathways and it promotes balance within the body's energy system. So very, very powerful crystal to work with is clear quartz. It does help to provide sort of this energetic clarity where there's confusion or chaos. So it can symbolize all light colors, which can help to sustain light energy. And it sort of adapts very easily to its environment, taking on the healing powers of sort of every healing energy. Again, that's why it's known as the master healing crystal. So the reason why this is such a beautiful crystal to work with nine energy, is because nine is the humanitarian, right? It's a very, very healing, very divinely connected energy when it's in its higher octave. And the clear quartz is, again, it's a master healer type of energy. So when we are struggling with things such as judgment or an ability to forgive or more selfishness, right? Or being more ego-driven or just some of the lower vibrations that we move through as humans or moving through conditional love, right? Clear quartz and a nine cycle can help us to raise that vibration to get to the higher octave. And that is the goal of a nine cycle, right? When we are in a nine cycle, it can be very transient, right? Like it can be very cyclical. A lot of things can fall away. A lot of challenges can surface that sort of tests our ability to forgive, to have compassion and empathy and take others into consideration. And again, with clear quartz, it can balance and revitalize all areas within the energetic realms, right? Within mental, emotional, spiritual, physical. So it's a great, great energy for balancing, getting us back to our own higher consciousness. Let's just put it that way. And if you're a nine, a life path nine, this is such a big part of your journey is coming into sort of your own personal space of enlightenment in this lifetime and then doing something for others with that. And this crystal, the clear quartz, can help you to do that. It does raise the vibration and the frequency of whatever it touches. So again, that's why it's considered the master healer type of stone. But the other thing that's beautiful is it can also ground the mind and the soul to help move through this human experience without trying to bypass it. And that's something if you are moving through a nine cycle or if you're a life path nine, there's a lot of desire sometimes to escape the human experience, to sort of meditate and go out of body, so to speak, or to go so deeply into your spirituality that you, again, bypass the very sort of reality of this human experience. Because the human experience, let's be honest, can be challenging, and especially for a nine, and so, or moving through a nine cycle. So this crystal can help us to sort of really ground into this human experience while also being very open to the spiritual plane, right? To the core of who we are, and bring that spirituality into this very human experience and do something beautiful with it. So it's an incredibly powerful, beautiful crystal to work with. Just as moving through a nine cycle can be incredibly powerful and beautiful and very transformative. Then we have selenite, and selenite promotes peace and calm, connectivity and camaraderie, which is really beautiful again for life path nines or someone moving through a nine cycle, because this can be a challenging cycle. And so it can sometimes push us to isolate or, you know, go into hermit mode. And really we're not meant to do that because then we're bypassing the human experience. So selenite can help to bring that peace and calm and drive for connectivity and camaraderie and to see the divinity within people and not let their actions define that person, right? Like see the divinity within the person or the humanity within others and deal with the action accordingly. So selenite is a great, great, great stone for forgiveness and healing and sort of clearing any negativity that we might be fostering or that comes up for us. It does vibrate at a higher frequency, so it can elevate the spirit, so to speak, right? It can bring us back into, again, our not only our humanity, but our spirituality and combine the two. So it can promote sort of this soul healing for the body, mind, and spirit. And it can calm any erratic emotions. So clear away any confusion or feelings of inadequacy, jealousy, doubt, or any other forms of negativity. So incredibly beautiful energy to work with as a life path nine or moving through a nine cycle. It just brings us back to, again, our humanness, our humanity, and our spirituality, and combines the two so that we can do that humanitarian work as we move through that cycle. And then we have celestite, and celestite is associated with divine connection, and it can increase understanding, higher consciousness, as well as mindfulness. So it helps to connect to our own divinity, right? And the divinity that we're obviously all a part of. So again, it allows us to see not only the humanity in others, but the divinity in others as well as ourselves. So it can be very spiritually enhancing. It can enhance intuition, psychic abilities. It's a very like open channel, or it helps to open that channel. So it does represent our connection to the all, which the nine is very much, you know, when we move through a nine cycle, or if you're a life path nine, this is a lifetime or a cycle where you're meant to be really aware of and doing things to help to assist and to connect the all, right? It's becoming aware of the all that we are all a part of, the greater self, so to speak. Celestite can connect us to divinity, and it enables our ability to access that higher consciousness and that spiritual wisdom to aid our work in this world, right? At a higher octave of self, aiding with that spiritual growth and evolution. So it's an incredibly powerful energy. All of these stones for Life Path 9 and the 9 cycle are incredibly powerful and open up, again, that channel to the spiritual side of ourselves so that we can take that spirituality, that divinity, that higher consciousness, and do something with it in this world that's incredibly powerful and beautiful and promotes connectivity and humanity. And our connectivity with the humanity to the spirituality. So incredibly powerful crystals to work with, again, if as a life path nine, as well as someone moving through a nine cycle.